This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Some students have become far more vocal in their support for socialism, partly because the government has put them so deeply in debt with student loans. But it turns out that making everything free is expensive. It raises the question of who's going to pay for it all. Kevin Phillips of Campus Reform visited a campus recently to get that question answered. Here's part of what he found.
I feel like everyone should have, like, free education and health care.
How are we going to pay for those?
Oh, God. I mean...
Us, I guess.
Yeah.
Who, in your mind, should pay for all of the free things?
All of the free things? Well, some of it should come from taxes, but the government should pay for it.
But the government is funded by taxes.
Yeah.
I don't know where the money would come from, but they can figure it out.
Okay.
The people with a good idea and a good reason to spend their tax money wouldn't mind actually paying more taxes.
Kevin Phillips joins us tonight. They can figure it out. That seemed to sum up a lot of the responses you got.
That is exactly what happened. These were all people in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's district, I might add. And I think it's easy to laugh along and get caught up in seeing how funny it is, but it's ultimately not a laughing matter. At just how popular socialism has become, millennials, who are the most likely to support it, are now the largest voting bloc in America. And millions of them are graduating college every year with a warped perception of reality. I think that's where this starts, is college campuses. I've been on about 50 college campuses in the past year with the Leadership Institute's Campus Reform. They all have one thing in common, and that's that socialism is viewed as highbrow. It's viewed as compassionate. And if you dare support capitalism or free markets, you're evil. You don't care about poor people. And I think the left is winning the messaging battle right now by teaching people that socialism is tolerant, and it's not actually in line with what history has shown that socialism really is.
Yeah. Well, this is what the finance economy has brought us. Yeah. Kevin Phillips, thanks for that report. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, quite interesting, huh? This is what's being spread on the college campuses. You know, I think in one part, correct observation, wrong conclusion. Are there things that are wrong with capitalism, as we have discussed previously with our best-selling authors on this topic, is that there has been some problems with capitalism. But this is where the free market comes into place. This is where a people of conscience comes into place, is because we become the bumpers when things get too crazy, and when people get greedy. I thought it was quite refreshing. If you remember when the tax cuts came, Democrats, those on the left, said, these big money hungry corporations, all they're going to do is just take the money, all this big, tax reward, and they're going to put it in their pocket. And what did they do? Shockingly, to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. How dare these people? They actually gave that money away in bonuses. She called them crumbs. I'll tell you, the people were happy to get those crumbs. $1,000, $2,000 that was bonus to them. Higher wages, things like that, that happened as a result of the tax cuts. So we've already repatriated billions of dollars back to this country, and there's more to come. I mean, it's estimated somewhere around $3 trillion plus. It seems to be a nebulous number, but it's a large number nonetheless. It's in the trillions that have been sitting offshore, with American businesses that didn't want to repatriate that money here because it wasn't to their advantage. And interestingly enough, as we're finding out, previous administrations, what happens in business? It's a real simple axiom. It's the old business principle that people do that which they get rewarded for. And you ask, how did we get into this mess? Well, government engineered it, and they thought, hey, we're going to, help people overseas. We're going to do all these good things, and we're going to help overseas. And look what happened. Yes, on one hand, we saved Western civilization after World War II with trade policies, but we've been doing this for decades. And now you've got Donald Trump coming in at a perfect time, calling the question on, going, hey, why are we still doing this? You guys are on your feet now. Everything's going great. Germany's doing great. You guys aren't even paying your bills for NATO, and look how you're chumping out on us with the United Nations, all these things that, as Liz Peekman pointed out, that, America has done on behalf of the world. And we need to balance this out. So all this is coming into question, but all that to say is that a lot of business went overseas because they were rewarded to go overseas. And now we're saying, hey, we're going to reward you to come back home. So stay tuned for more details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It really is in our best interest, don't you think? I mean, look at what's happened with the economy, a 4.1 GDP. You tell me where in the world, what socialist country is hitting numbers like this? With the wind at our back, ladies and gentlemen, things to think about. So chalk one up for capitalism and the free market. And this is just the beginning. I mean, we're just a little over 500 days under this president, and a revival, a renaissance, if you might say, of the American economy at 4.1. And yet we have young people saying, no, socialism is the way to go. Well, we've got Dr. Paul Kengor joining us, New York Times bestselling author of A Pope and a President, 11 Principles of a Reagan Conservative, The Communist, God and Ronald Reagan, and other books, professor of political science, and the executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. Paul, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Bill. Good to be with you. Thanks.
Hey, here it is. The kids, you know, we were just listening earlier to a soundbite of kids on campus there in the district of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and they're all in for socialism, and this may be the next generation to be duped. What do you say?
Yeah, and I guarantee you Venezuela isn't growing at 4.1% right now, are they?
No, that's not.
Yeah. They're probably minus 4.1%. In fact, probably minus about 40%. And yeah, it just shows that, you know, once again, they're complete separation from reality, from the reality of all the conveniences that they have in their everyday lives, all the technology that they have. They answer these surveys on cell phones, right? On computers and all these things are the product of capitalism, but unfortunately, they're the products of our universities.
Exactly.
Our universities, yeah, that's where, you know, their parents send them for $40,000 a year of hard-earned money through the capitalist system, and that's where they learn socialism, democratic socialism, as they call it, critical theory, gender ideology, and all this beautiful, wonderful stuff that makes them bands for Venezuela, the Democratic Socialists of America, and this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez girl, and Bernie Sanders. Let's not forget good old Bernie. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you reap what you sow.
Right. Well, Cabot Phillips of Campus Reform, who was on Tucker last night, he was the one that captured these sound bites. You know, interesting. I mean, here you are in an institution of higher learning, and, you know, you're just being indoctrinated, and nobody's asking the question. You know, here you have a casual reporter just does the natural follow-up question, like, okay, we got free this, free that, free this, free that. Who's going to pay for that?
Right. Yeah, well, and the answer to them is the magic money tree,
yes,
right, that grows outside the White House, or at least outside the Obama White House, right? Apparently, when Obama came in, he was like a Johnny Appleseed, and he just sprouted money trees all around the White House, and I think Donald Trump was out there, Bill, cutting them all down with chainsaws when he came in January
exactly
2017, right? But you know, no, but to them, the magical money tree still exists. You know, that's how they get their free education and free health care, too. The magic money tree genie goes out there and shakes the money into the bags and goes out and it appears and it pays for all their education, like it does in Cuba, right? Where
right.
They have, you know, free health care and free education. So, you know, sorry to mock this and ridicule it so much, but it deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an unbelievable situation that in 2018, the country that won the Cold War, that pioneered capitalism, and that gave these young people all these comforts that they have, and our biggest foes. And the whole thing are the very young people, the very beneficiaries of it. And why? Education, because their parents and grandparents sent them to these poisonous, toxic universities.
Right. It's almost sad and regrettable that the parents who work so hard so that they could send their kids to these institutions at $50,000 plus a year have sent them, to be indoctrinated and to be disconnected from reality. I'm sure some of these parents are regretting that and going, I'd have been better off just letting you get maybe go to 2 years of college, get your general eds out of the way, and go work for a couple of years. My money and your money would have been better served because you'd had a better shot at reality as opposed to being exposed to 4 years of indoctrination by professors who, you know, are anti-American and anti the free market. You bring up a good point here, Paul, and I think that, we don't even have to go to Venezuela. Let's just look at the Obama administration and what happened GDP-wise. He basically leveled the field to the point that, the economist said, President Obama proved that the new normal was going to be 2%. And how many socialistic ideas were embraced by the Obama administration, whether it was health care and regulations and all these things that they did, all because of, a socialist mindset, in a sense. And look what it gave America. Now you get Donald Trump, an outsider, says, no. We believe in capitalism. We believe in a free market and a fair market. And we're at 4.1, and he's able to do this in less than, 600 days?
Yeah, that's right. And remember, Bill, too, that Obama got reelected with, I think, GDP numbers that were slightly under 2%.
Unheard of.
That's right. That's right. It was unheard of. And I think there were some funny games played with that where they tried to revise them up and so forth. And it was the unemployment figure as well. I can't remember. I think the threshold was 7% or 8%, something like that. I'm forgetting it now, but he became the first and only president to be reelected with those numbers and not by much. People forget Obama in 2012. I mean, this wasn't like Reagan's reelection, right? Where Reagan went from a crushing landslide of winning 44 out of 50 states in 1980 to winning 49 out of 50 in 1984. Obama was the first president who actually was reelected by winning a fewer number of states, a smaller percentage of the overall popular vote, and overall total vote. And I think he also got fewer electoral college votes. If Mitt Romney had just won a few of those states that Trump all won by 1%, and Romney just lost them all by 1%, he would have had a second term of Barack Obama. So, but Democrats accepted that as the new normal. They reelected him with those numbers, and now we're seeing, they're not even into the first midterm election quite yet of Donald Trump, and lo and behold, he's doubled those growth numbers that Obama had in 2012.
I guess, you know, speaking of Obama, the people just hadn't had enough pain yet. And they thought, well, maybe we deserve four more years of pain. And they went through it. And that's what begat Donald J. Trump, did it not?
That's right. No, that's exactly right.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Paul Kengor. We're going to get more into his book, Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more from Paul after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Bill
Martinez Live.
HOA Like Us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Peter Schweitzer writes of Dr. Paul Kengor's book, Dupes. He says, it's a detailed, riveting history of those who secretly served the enemy, not to be missed. You know, for all the controversy and discussion about Putin and Russian interference and everything, I mean, unless you really pause for a moment, and I think you need to pause maybe for a couple of moments. I mean, this is quite an account here in Dr. Kengor's book, Dupes. This will scare you. It'll scare you a bit. Even Fred Barnes from the Weekly Standard said, an enormously important book that left me amazed and a bit frightened. Because, you know, people that we elect to office, that we expect to be looking out for our best interest. I mean, we're seeing our young kids on campuses today turning to socialism. And we see more and more blatantly the Democratic Party moving in that direction. It is obvious. I mean, for a long time, I think Trevor Loudon has documented, he's done extensive research on how many card-carrying Democratic communists that are in our government today. You know, we need to go into this and with eyes wide open. You know, Dr. Kengor, you know, for years, we just, it's almost like we can't handle the truth. It's so shocking. You know, kind of like Fred Barnes. I mean, you know, this book stopped him in his tracks.
Well, you know, Bill, when we first did that book, Dupes, back in 2010, we put the only photo on the cover was Jimmy Carter kissing Leonid Brezhnev.
Right, exactly.
At the Vienna summit in June 1979, and then we updated it, and we actually released it again a couple months ago, and we put FDR on the cover as well, so we have like a photo montage, and then the updated version of it, I've got a bunch of quotes there from FDR meeting with Stalin at the different conferences, Yalta, Tehran, and the others, and it's also totally relevant right now. I didn't plan it this way, but it's funny how liberals have kind of lost their minds over Trump and Helsinki. I think of the, and not just liberals, John McCain made a statement about how never before in all of American history has any president groveled himself abjectly before a Russian tyrant or something like that. And it's like, well, with all due respect to Senator McCain, does he know about Jimmy Carter? Doesn't he know about the very first meetings that American presidents had with Russian dictators, FDR?
Right.
I mean, what FDR did with Stalin repeatedly at different conferences, in letters, in direct conversations, on and on and on and on, is, what Trump did is nothing, nothing compared to that. Or even take JFK at Vienna in June 1961, when he was meeting with Nikita Khrushchev, and when the meeting was over, James Scotty Rustin of the New York Times, who you practically worship JFK, and went up to him and patted him on the back and said, hey, how did it go? And JFK said it was awful. He says, the guy savaged me. That totally embarrassed me, crushed me. Worst day of my life. He humiliated me. He thinks I'm weak. And the proof of that was just a few weeks after that, Khrushchev was building a wall in Berlin and sending missiles off to Cuba.
Yes.
So, you know, these liberals now who think, you know, simply they're these crazed anti-Russia hawks, right? They sound like Joe McCarthy's and J. Edgar Hoover's and John Birchers, these guys do, right? Seeing a red under every bed all of a sudden because of the statement that Donald Trump made in Helsinki. They need to learn a little bit of their own history. And, of course, they never did learn their own history, which is why they never did understand the communists in Russia, right? And
exactly.
They don't understand it today either. Today they're only angry about it because the Russians meddled against Hillary Clinton. It's not like they're worried about missile defense with the Czech Republic, right? Nothing like that.
No, nothing. Nothing like that. Could you imagine if they had a picture of Donald Trump and Putin, you know, Putin kissing Donald Trump?
Or of Trump referring to Putin as Uncle Vladimir, right?
Yes.
This, the FDR referred to Stalin as Uncle Joe. Loved Uncle Joe. And in fact, there's even correspondence of between FDR and Churchill where FDR is referring to Uncle Joe as UJ. Mm. So he's got an even cuter little accent.
Yes, exactly.
For his buddy, UJ. like, you know, Trump up there saying, hey, me and UV here, I'm glad. Right? And, nothing, you can't even begin to compare to how bad FDR was duped by Stalin and then, in turn, sold out all of Eastern Europe and laid the foundation for the Cold War to Stalin.
Exactly.
It was because he trusted and actually liked Stalin. This idea, he realized Stalin was a devil and he had to hold hands with the devil to cross the bridge to beat Hitler. No. He liked Stalin. He referred to him as a Christian gentleman who taught all the rest of us the way in which a Christian gentleman should behave. He was shamelessly, embarrassingly wrong about Stalin in a way that Trump, hasn't shown toward Putin.
Mm-hmm. What about Walter Cronkite?
As a
figure.
He was, I could go on and on about him. Vietnam throughout the 1970s. Walter Cronkite is actually named in the May 1983 KGB memo written by the head of the KGB, Viktor Cheprakov, to the head of the Soviet Union, Yuri Andropov, regarding Senator Kennedy's private request to Andropov regarding Reagan. Mm-hmm. And that's in the context of Reagan and the 1984 reelection campaign. And Kennedy, Bill, in that letter, Cheprakov said that Kennedy was looking to help the Soviets to communicate to America the Andropov's intentions of peace, as opposed to Reagan and Reagan's belligerence. And among the things that Kennedy offered to do was to help arrange interviews for Andropov and senior Soviet military and political officials in the U.S. with key media figures like Walter Cronkite and Barbara Walters, who were both noted in the KGB memo. Hmm. And none of this was ever followed up upon with our media when I reported this in my books when Kennedy was still alive. And there's Trump in the first press conference with Putin, and the first question from the media is, trying to corner Trump on gotcha questions about whether or not the Russians might have a secret dossier on him.
Exactly.
The Russians have a secret dossier on Ted Kennedy.
Yes.
No one ever asked about that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's brought out in the book as well. Again, all this is so researched, it's inarguable, what you've presented here in Dupes. You also talk about Hollywood, how Hollywood has been duped.
Yeah, well, and the Hollywood 10, which if you go to one of those wonderful universities that we were talking about earlier, and including Carnegie Mellon University down the road from me for $70,000 a year, this year they're celebrating the 200th anniversary of the birth of Marx in 2018. But if you go to these universities, you'll learn that the Hollywood 10 were these wonderful, loving, liberal progressives who were mercilessly persecuted by tail gunner Joe McCarthy. No, they were called to testify before the House Committee on Un-American Activities. McCarthy had nothing to do with them. And all 10 out of 10 were card-carrying members of Communist Party USA. In October 1947, when they got there, Congress had each and every single one of them 5-digit CPUSA number. They had all pledged to, quote, work to ensure the triumph of Soviet power inside the United States, unquote.
Wow.
They saluted Stalin's Soviet Union. America first, they were Russia first.
Yes.
And today you hear nothing about any of that in the way that it's taught and the way it's portrayed in Hollywood today in movies like the movie about Dalton Trumbo.
Exactly.
A hardcore DPUSA member.
Uh-huh. Sounds like treason to me, Paul.
It's bad. I'll put it that way. It's definitely bad.
Dr. Paul Kengor, his book, Dupes, you've got to read this. It'll scare you straight, let me tell you. Awesome, and so appreciate your time. Thank you, Paul.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is Russian President Vladimir Putin has now invited President Trump to Moscow. Putin confirming the invitation while speaking to reporters in South Africa a short time ago, saying he also remains ready to visit Washington. Putin adding conditions would need to be right, though, for such a meeting, but that further talks with President Trump should be pursued. North Korea returning the remains of American soldiers who died over 60 years ago in the Korean War. A U.S. Air Force plane carrying the remains lands in South Korea today. Rick Down's father died when his Air Force plane crashed in North Korea during the war. He's hopeful his dad's remains will be among those found and returned.
You have to really watch your heart here because this all could just fizzle. This could be nothing. It could be everything.
He spoke on CBS News. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Yes, be still and know that God is God. But there's also a time when God calls us to do something, and that requires a discerning spirit. And I appreciate you joining us and being a part of our pursuit of truth and a biblical worldview, no matter where it leads. Welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. With us right now, we've got Reverend Joseph D'Souza, an internationally celebrated human rights advocate and Christian bishop whose work in India and around the world has drawn the praise of countless civil and religious leaders. He believes justice and reconciliation are among the most important needs of the modern world. Also believes that freedom of conscience and religion are basic components to building great economies, development, and nations. Bishop, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. God bless.
Thank you very much.
Well, I want to talk about what, you know, and I am not totally foreign to this. In fact, I heard of the plight of the Dalits many, many years ago. And it I want you to know I am blessed to have you on the show because it seemingly has gotten worse. It's not gotten better. And it is an important thing that you're doing in terms of bringing this to the light. I mean, you're traveling around, you know, to various countries. You've been here in the United States. I believe you're in Canada now as the founder and president of the Dignity Freedom Network, addressing the world's greatest and most neglected human rights crisis.
Yes, yes, very much so. And, you know, it is sad that it's been going on, this oppressive system, called the caste system, has been going on for nearly 2,000 years.
Amazing.
And the Dalits have been exposed to the kind of oppression, exploitation, and discrimination that they have. I have called this group of people the, you know, human civilization's longest standing victims of discrimination and what is today called modern slavery. Though in the Indian Constitution, the practice of untouchability, it's very sad that, you know, there's a system that says that a certain group of human beings cannot be touched by other human beings, because if you touch that other human being who is an untouchable, you get spiritually polluted.
Mm.
And anything that the untouchable uses, whether it's a cup or a, you know, home or a water well, is also becomes untouchable. And then there's been exploitation. They've been trying and crying out for freedom, and we've been involved in a major movement along with them to work out how we can, first of all, give them the rights that are there in the Constitution, but more importantly, you know, to program and work, affirm and restore the God-given dignity they have as humans created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm. What can be done here? I mean, so much can be done at the international level, but you know, Bishop, as well as I do, history has taught us that when people are compelled to do something, that's only a start. I mean, we've got a heart issue we're dealing with here, do we not?
Yes, sir. These are a heart issue. We got a mental attitude issue, a prejudice issue. If you raise that in the privileged upper class, you have a framework that teaches you and brainwashes you to believe they are less than you. Mm. And if you're raised as a Dalit, the Dalit families themselves teach their children, you know, that we are not like the others. And partly they do it because they believe what they have been taught. This is the way God has designed creation.
Mm-hmm.
But also they tell them because they know if a kid doesn't know what, you know, he's not born into low caste, high caste, he's just born as a human being.
Exactly.
And a kid will go and play, and he'll mix with other kids, and he'll go to the playground or the house of a upper caste person or whatever. And then when he goes to school, he doesn't know anything about this. And then in the school, he will be abused. He's told when they tell you to sit at the back of the class, you need to sit at the back of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't go into the main well in the village. That is only meant for upper caste religion. When you're thirsty, you cannot go there. We have to find water in another place. And if you go to the yard of a upper caste person's house, they will trash you and beat you. So the child grows up thinking, you know, that God has is punishing him in his life, and that he's been in the cycle of birth and rebirth. He's mm-hmm. been born into this, and so we have to come and intervene. And what the Dalit leaders have asked us to do is to address this issue of what they call mind and heart slavery, in the not to develop in the life of a child,
mm-hmm.
And to open centers we have opened up across India where we provide them education, we provide them with the love of Christ, we are able to teach them a worldview that tells them that they are created in the image of God, male and female. And then, you know, when they're with us for 10 years in the school, we ensure that past slavery doesn't enter into their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because the older leaders have told us, by the time we are 11, 12, 13, 14, it's all over for us.
Exactly.
Slavery gets into our heads, and then a whole lifetime, even with affirmative action and all, to fight the mentality. And I think here in America, people would understand that there is the slavery that is physical and external, but there is a slavery that goes on in the mind, and so you have
exactly.
a double problem, and you have to be released from both.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have begun this movement, and here in America, we are telling people, you know, please join us, help us. Go to our website, and then secondly, the Dalits, and you're probably reading this, and the situation in terms of violence against them, it's gone worse, because, you know, there's a whole thing on a ban on killing of cows. Now, Dalits, traditionally, eat beef. But they are called by birth to take care of dead cows and dead animals.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a situation of mob lynching, mob attacks and all. And Dalits have been attacked and videos have been put when they were only doing their business of cleaning dead cows' carcasses and working with their skin. And so the violence against them and the violence against their women has just increased.
Exactly. Well, Archbishop, real quick as we wrap things up, where can people go for more information and how can we help you?
Number one, go to the Dalit, www.dalitfreedomnetwork.org website, and there are options of how people can get involved and help us. And secondly, more than anything else, pray and inform others about the situation.
Exactly. Well, Archbishop D'Souza has been with us. He's the founder and president of the Dignity Freedom Network, an organization founded to advocate for the rights of India's Dalits. You've made it, have heard them called the Untouchables. For centuries, they've suffered under an oppressive caste system, as the Archbishop
Individuals
described.
And businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve of the 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, as always. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And on the other side is Dinesh D'Souza, New York Times best-selling author, who has joined up with Academy Award-winning producer Gerald Molin to give us Death of a Nation. Can we save America a second time? It's going to be playing in theaters nationwide come August the 3rd, so make sure you save that date. Dinesh, as always, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live.
It's great to be on the show.
Well, Dinesh, Death of a Nation, can we save America a second time? You've asked that question in your previous presentations, but this is very dramatic in terms of understanding what's happening in contemporary America, and it does not bode well based on history.
Well, I link the fate of Trump with the fate of Lincoln. And what I mean by this is that really when we think about the craziness going on in America today, you can't go back to Reagan to understand it. Poor Reagan would be a fish out of water in the kind of roiled political environment we have now. But Lincoln wouldn't. Why? Because at that time in America you had deep divisions, the sort of separation of the American mind, and even more, you could say that today, if we're looking for a precedent of what's going on with Trump now, we'd have to go back and say that not since 1860 has a major political party, in this case the Democratic Party, just absolutely and fanatically refused to accept the result of a free election.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, beyond refusing it, now they're doing everything they can to dismantle and disrupt the current administration.
Yes, absolutely. And remember, what did they call Lincoln? They called him an extremist, an authoritarian, a tyrant. Interestingly, the same kinds of accusations flung at Trump. And in the movie, I have an accompanying book, same title, Death of a Nation. I dig into two big themes. One is fascism, and the other is racism or white supremacy. And I pick these two because it's the race card and it's the fascism card, and these two incendiary sort of bombs have been dropped on Trump, but not just on Trump. They're dropped on the Republicans, on the conservatives. Sort of this effort to portray the right as the party of fascism and racism. And in the movie, we explore whether that's true.
Well, we're back to that divide where you've got one side looks as the other side is evil and the other side is wrong. Right now, in the crosshairs of the evil definition, it is conservatives, as you say.
Well, the fascism label is very important, as is the racism label, because that legitimizes the extreme tactics that the left is using, right? From Antifa in the streets to blocking things to trying to just get rid of Trump, quote, by any means necessary, as they put it. So, you know, people have a very poor understanding, for example, of what fascism even means.
Exactly.
And so what we do is, what I do kind of best in these movies is we connect history to the present so that we make a dive into these issues. You see what they meant, what they actually, what is the ideological root of fascism, which is actually the party of racism in America. And then we turn right to, where's the fascism today? Where's the racism in America today? Is it really, is this a tail that should be pinned on the Republican elephant, or does it belong squarely on the Democratic donkey?
Exactly. Well, Dinesh, I'm glad you did that, because even before, you know, I could ask you the question, you started to give me a bit of the answer, because I think that's part of the disconnect with Main Street America. They hear fascism and they hear these isms and they go, whoa, you know, it's a little over the top, but it is over the top for them because they don't quite understand. They're not seeing the signs of warning like you and I and others in this country are seeing it. So when we use the term fascism, it is not a hallowed term. I mean, it is very significant, and as you say, you bring it together in Death of a Nation and explain what it is and how it's on display here in America.
Look at this young socialist who just won the Democratic primary in New York. You know, people say, wow, she's such an idealist and so on, but when you look at the little glint in her eye and listen to her talk, she sounds a lot like the young socialist who signed up with Hitler as National Socialist or with Mussolini's black shirt. So, you know, those fascist movements appeal to young people and appeal to their idealism. So when we think fascism, we shouldn't just think of the gas chambers of 1944 and 1945. We should think of the early forces that propelled these dictators to power. They actually came to power by appealing to the power of the state and the idea that the state is bigger than the individual and we need to give our lives to a greater collective. So all of this is today the rhetoric not of the right, but of the left.
It really is an idea killer, is what you're suggesting. I mean, this is what happened. Ideas were killed. Creativity was dwarfed. It was a lot of negative results because of fascism, because you eliminate such a large percentage of the population, you invalidate them and say you cannot participate in the public debate.
One of the themes I dive into in the book, Death of a Nation, is the racism theme. Now, you know, when I sometimes say on campus the Democratic Party is the party of the plantation, people say, well, that may be true, Dinesh, but that's 150 years ago. The plantation kind of came to an end with the end of the Civil War. But what I show in the book is that the plantation didn't really end. It evolved. The Democrats created what I call the Northern Plantation, the Northern political machine. And then the plantation was expanded under FDR and LBJ. And now under Obama and Hillary, we have what can be called the multiracial plantation, because you've not just got black ghettos, you've got Latino barrios in South Texas and California. You've got these poor Native American reservations where life is nasty, brutish, and short, to quote Thomas Hobbes. Mm-hmm. And so the Democrats are running all these places and harvesting votes out of them. And so the plantation idea is very much alive. It's in a slightly different form now than it was in the 1830s. But there it is, and it's the same party that's carrying it out.
Well, in the movie, you bring up something you and I discussed before, and that is the capturing of the labor force and resources of this country. And they have found a very subtle way to do this. And it's just about, harvesting the labor of its citizens. And so, I guess that's why they want open borders, because that just broadens the labor collective, does it not?
Yes, they're harvesting. You know, in the old days, they would steal the labor of blacks. But now what they're trying to do is establish a forms of ethnic dependency in which they don't have to campaign for Latino votes one by one. Rather, they get Latinos as a group because they're able to create fear built on this idea that sort of the Republicans are, quote, against immigrants. Now, you know, I'm an immigrant. I'm a non-white immigrant. And what the left has to do is always conflate the legal immigrant with the illegal lawbreaker and pretend like it's the same thing. So on this deception, they build their political hopes for the future. And we lay it out beautifully in the movie. You know, we shot some of this movie in Europe with his powerful historical recreations,
right.
Bring it right to the present. And the book gives the intellectual architecture for the argument.
And again, Dinesh, remind everybody when that's going to be playing in theaters nationwide.
Movie opens on August 3rd, nationwide in 1,000 theaters. If you want to watch the trailer, it's out there. It's deathofanationmovie.com. Website, just DineshDeSouza.com. And mark your calendar for August 3rd. It's really important to go opening weekend, because if we do well in the opening weekend, the movie will expand to more theaters. So if you want to put fuel in our rocket, you know, go and see it opening weekend and take your friends.
I'll tell you, the trailer is powerful. This will pull you in, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to make sure you not only save the date, but join us there for opening night for Death of a Nation. And you have a book by the same title as well, Dinesh, right?
Yes, that'll come out earlier that week. And the book is good because it essentially gives you the references, the facts. It's sort of the intellectual backbone of the movie, if I may say so. The movie is an emotional and a narrative rendition of the argument of the book.
What would give you a sense of success with this movie after people view it? What do you want them to take away most?
I sometimes joke on campus that if you read my books or see my movies, it will make you a very dangerous American. And what I mean by that, it's one thing to be an activist, well-meaning, what can I do? In the movies and the books, I show you what to do, and I also show you what you need to know. Because the moment you step into the public arena, you're going to be bombarded with all this counter-argument. Oh, Dinesh, you know, or Mr. X. Yes, the Republicans might have been the good guys at one time, but don't you know that the two parties switched platforms? The Republicans are now the racists. So there's all this sort of stuff out there, and you have to be equipped to essentially puncture it and strike back. And that intellectual ammunition, which is not that easy to come by, mm-hmm. but I just sort of deliver it in a very entertaining and interesting way and a memorable way. So it actually is, it puts arrows that you can put into your quiver and carry around with you.
Exactly. And then if you have any questions, it is a call for us to do a little bit more research, because that's what we the people are all about, and that's what our U.S. Constitution is all about. It puts the onus on we the people. You say, Dinesh, a nation dies when freedom dies, huh?
Yes. And you know, in the books, I provide the references so you can go check it out for yourself. I also tell young people on campus, hey, you don't believe me? The beauty of living today is technologically you can check out the things I say very quickly, often within 2 or 3 minutes on your phone.
Exactly.
So it's very eye-opening for young people, because they're taught, they're given a certain story, and I'm giving them a rival story, and ultimately I'm trying to produce that discombobulation that makes them ask, what is actually true?
Well, I can't wait to see it on the big screen come August the 3rd. As we say, save the date. Death of a Nation. You can go to the website, deathofanation.com. Filmmaker, New York Times best-selling author, Dinesh D'Souza on Bill Martinez Live. Dinesh, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.